Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The quarterback of the football Giants is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli. You got to put your feet up in the fourth quarter. It's been a long time since your last time you did that. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, those don't happen all that often in the NFL. But, you know, certain times you kind of just you catch things right. And, you know, defense did a great job scoring touchdowns, getting us turnovers, short fields. We break a couple long plays, hit some, you know, some shots, and, you know, we're able to build a big lead and rest up. So that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got handed a couple early. You know, you get the defensive touchdown. You come down, get a drive, you settle for three, and then Barkley breaks one for a touchdown, throw in a couple of big plays you make off play action, a couple of big throws down the field. You chip in with a couple of touchdown passes, and then you can take the rest of the day off. So it was a very impressive Sunday for the Giants.
Yeah, that's kind of how you want them to work out. And, wasn't a great start, but just kind of, you know, played smart, and then defense got some turnovers, and they finally, you know, hit a nice long pass down the left sideline. Saquon broke a couple big ones, and then scored in the red zone, and so it was a good day. It was one of those days where everybody got involved. Obviously, Saquon had a huge day running the ball, but receivers, a lot of guys had catches.
Yep.
We're involved and, you know, making first downs and doing their part. And so it was a fun day just to, when things start, you don't know who's going to get the ball and where it's going to go. But spreading it around and getting in the end zone and celebrating, that's always fun.
Eli, when Beckham's out, does it change your approach at all? Does it change your reads at all, your progressions? Do you look to him predominantly because it's him and then elsewhere? Or does it change it at all, or do you just look at the reads the same way?
Well, I think it's one of those deals where, obviously, when you're game planning, you try to put, Odell in certain spots where he's, you feel – he's going to have a good chance of being kind of the number one receiver, in the read, based off what coverages you're getting or put him in spots. And so, when he's not in there, you just got to kind of figure out. The hardest part, especially since it happened so late, kind of in the week, he's there, he practiced Thursday, we kind of think he's going to, be there.
Right.
And then, you kind of learn Saturday he's not going to play. It's the hardest part is who's going to take his spot, or is Sterling gonna kind of take Odell's spot on everywhere? So how do we or do we have to is Benny or Corey gonna play that spot? So you just kind of figure out some formations and that, how do we want to call this formation and to get different guys in positions to kind of fill his role to do certain things. And so we kind of did that by committee. Sometimes you have Corey do some things, sometimes you have Sterling do some things, sometimes you have other guys do certain things and to try to just run the offense and make sure they're doing things they're comfortable doing. And so I think, guys did a good job of adjusting. Like I said, everybody kind of filled in, put certain guys in the game at certain times to run, specific routes that, they're better at. And they kind of all did a part of filling the void when Odell's out.
The intriguing thing that I keep seeing is Ingram, when he's in there, his ability to make big plays. I mean, it's so pronounced, the matchups he can get, the mismatches he can get, especially off play action. I mean, he can be a lethal weapon.
Yeah, and so I think it was good, obviously good to get him back and get him going a little bit. I had a nice couple of nice plays, one right before halftime, just throwing a little flat route to him, and
yep.
He turns it up, gets a block, and almost scores. And then obviously one in the third quarter, same deal. I had a little is get him on a run a little shallow route. Got him, you know, tries to make a play on it. He's fast. He turns it up and he looks fast. And so, you know, that's good to get him going, get him catches, and he can make those big plays for you on just some short passes. But his ability to run after catch is good. So we just got to keep him in mind and he did a good job blocking always have some plays every week to try to, you know, get him on matchups to go in for us.
And how about Barkley yesterday? I mean, again, ultra impressive. I mean, he really, every week he adds a little something to the repertoire.
Yeah, no doubt. And, he's doing everything, you know. Early on, obviously he had one bad play, which didn't happen much. He had a drop early on a little flat route that was easy, but after that, you know, had a couple of great catches on tight coverage, and then some of the runs just he does a good job, and it's not just the big runs, it's not just the obviously one of them he goes untouched, that's, you know, great offensive line, but it's just those other ones where, you know, there's not big holes or he's kind of firing through and, you know, he's getting 6 and 7 yards. Those things make a difference, and then all of a sudden when a little opening does, you know, come along, he hits it, and if someone takes a bad angle, then he's got the ability to go all the way, which he did one time, almost did a couple other times.
You know, there was a time here, Eli, in this year, and I always felt wrongly that it was about, well, let's see how this week goes, and you were clearly planned to start the next week, and that's now all gone. And the last 5 weeks, the team's 4-1. You've played well. I don't think it was ever really about you anyway. You know that. So now it's about this team finishing and carrying this into next year. Has it changed your thoughts about next year at all? Have you given any thought to next year at all? Have you started to think about next year at all as you guys put this together now down the stretch here?
I really haven't. I think, I think it's just important just to be in the moment and just to enjoy playing good football, enjoy winning games, kind of have our mindset on finishing 8-8.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the goal. That's the mindset. It's there, and we got to just keep the focus on that and doing my part. And so, that's just, you know, where my mind is, and I'm gonna keep enjoying being with this team and playing and try to just have that feeling, chasing that feeling in the locker room like the other day where you're winning and you're getting to celebrate with your teammates.
Now you're 4-1 last five. You have 10 touchdowns, 2 intercepts during that time. Team has started to be explosive. You're averaging over 30 points during that time. People wondered when that was going to come together. It's not like everything's perfect yet. We know that. And you're going to play 3 winning teams here. I don't know what Dallas is going to do that last week. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, the next 2 weeks you got Tennessee and Indy. They're both 7-6. They're good teams. They're playing for something. You guys obviously want very much to finish up strongly. You've won 4 of the last 5. So now winning's become a little bit of a habit here too. Can you sense the difference with this now, with this team now in the last 5 weeks? Does it feel like a very different squad now that you've won 4 out of 5?
No doubt. I think on both sides of the ball, both sides of the ball are playing more confident. Defense is doing a great job. They're getting turnovers. They're stopping teams. They're confident. They're playing great football, and offensively, you know, kind of found our identity with the run and the play action, and just kind of having a great feel for, you know, guys are playing fast, offensive line's playing good, and we feel, hey, we can play smart. We don't have to force things, and we're gonna get things going. We're gonna get the run game going, get some of these nakeds and play actions going, It's good. You know, it's fun, and guys are preparing hard. They're confident, and, the preparation's been good every week, and we just got to keep that going. But, yeah, it's definitely just a more confident team in our ability and knowing, that we can get hot and score a lot of points real quickly when things start going our way.
It's fun. Right now, these are fun games to play. I know you're not eliminated. There's a crazy chance, we know, that's a very hard one, that pulling an inside straight to be alive. But the point is, right now you're just trying to do what you can do, and that's win three games in a row and finish up 8-8, which would be an achievement from 1-7. There's no question about it. Do you think this organization can use this to build on, or is next year just a different year and it doesn't really, when you leave at the end of this year, it's over and you got to start all over from scratch again? Or do you think it's something you guys can carry into next year?
Well, man, I think from one year to the next, I don't care. Every season, it is different. You know, I have some new players, and every game, every game's different. And from, so from week to week, things can turn around. From year to year, obviously, things can turn good or bad. But I think, the fact that we had so many new players, this season, you had new coaches, it definitely helps. Just kind of guys get comfortable in what they're doing and their responsibilities, playing faster, kind of have a better feel for what's going on, what to expect. And I think it definitely does kind of just help the culture, of the organization, of this team, especially kind of the way, how things went last year and beginning this year. So I think the culture, it does help in that sense.
You can see a lot of smiles on the sideline now, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. More smiles, and obviously that happens with when good football is being played. You always talk about, hey, have fun out there, but you have fun when good things are happening, when you're scoring touchdowns, when you're moving the ball, when you're in the game and you're producing and doing good things. So that's when you get to smile a little about and you're excited to go back out in the field because you're feeling you're gonna score every time you get the ball, and so that's a good feeling to have.
You guys have played pretty well on the road this year. You're 3-4. The Carolina game, you get beat by a 63-yarder. The Eagle game, you had a 19-3 lead. I mean, you guys have been highly competitive on the road this year. Not as much so, but you got back-to-back wins now at home. But, I mean, on the road this year, most of these games have been very competitive games.
We've been good on the road. That's good. I think it's really just a matter of, really the last, these last 6 or 7 weeks, just been playing better football, just more consistent, and kind of found our identity. So, that's the biggest thing. But I think this team has good character. Nothing, no moments too big, or we're not overwhelmed by things, or get too rattled by things, and we just done a good job handling our business.
No question about it. Now with three games left, do you look at it? I mean, is it just one at a time here, or can you look at it? I know you don't like to take football games more than one at a time, but this is like a little bit of a three-game challenge for this team right now. What would it mean for this team to be 8-8?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of after the bye, we knew we had eight games left, and it's kind of a mindset to go try to whether it's win out or just let's go play one game at a time and turn this thing around. And so obviously we put ourselves in a good spot right now, and playing good football, and that's what you want to be doing at the end of the year. You want to be playing your best football, and we've kind of hit that stretch. Now we got to sustain it, and each week's going to be different. And obviously, going against a good Tennessee team, they're playing good on defense, and so we just got to keep it rolling. And we're just chasing, as I said, just chasing that feeling of being happy about each week. And so that's a good thing about football. When you're out there playing the game, you don't think about what your record is. You don't think about all the standings. You're just worried about that next play and having fun and trying to get a win. And so that's the mindset. Hey, we're going to try to get a win and do our job.
All right, listen, good luck next week. We'll chat. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Take care, Eli. Very good. Good game yesterday. Easy game for Eli yesterday. They got the defensive touchdown. Sanchez made a bad play, got tipped, got run back for a touchdown. Then they drove for a field goal. Probably should have had a touchdown. They didn't. They got a field goal. Won a great drive because they could have got 7 there. Then Barkley makes the big run. Now they're up 17-0. Then Eli hit on a bunch of play-action passes, knocked out 3 straight touchdown passes. Bink, bink, bink. 3 different receivers, 3 straight touchdown passes, and then was done on the day. His numbers on the day, didn't throw a lot of passes yesterday, didn't throw for a lot of yardage, but obviously had 3 touchdowns and no intercepts. Could have had one intercept, threw a pass up for grabs on the goal line. Shepard knocked the ball down, did what he's supposed to do, and that's obviously what a receiver is always supposed to do. Don't let your man intercept the ball. That's your job, is to make sure that he doesn't intercept the ball. So if a safety takes it, somebody else takes it, zone defense, that's fine. That happens, but don't let your man take the ball. And he did a nice job breaking that up. For the day, Eli was 14 of 22, 197 yards, 3 touchdowns. No INTs, was sacked twice. So a nice, very nifty quarterback rating, 132. Last 5 games, team's 4-1. Eli's 10 touchdowns, 2 intercepts. Hey, when your team wins, that's one thing you'll notice. You'll see touchdown passes and no turnovers. Touchdown passes, no turnovers. Turnovers will kill you every single time. So the idea is don't turn the ball over. And Giants have not turned the ball over that much this year. Now they've started to get some turnovers. They've started to get some defensive touchdowns. You've seen that happen here, and those can make a very big difference. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.